welcome to the bonus episode.
It's a bonus episode. This episode is just because I don't know. I had a thought. We were just thinking that because of our last episode, our episode on Leave Women Alone. We were just like, you know, let's hear some guys' opinions on like the whole thing, because apparently some women be doing stuff that guys are tired of. Kelechi is here to ask us a few questions, and we're
I'm asking questions.
Yeah, because it's basically about like why do or some things that you think women should do. Like, just it doesn't have to be questions, but like you can just be like some things that you think women should stop doing, and we'll give our opinion on why.
Oh,
yeah.
First, stop claiming a man that you've never met or never spoken to.
I'm so sorry, but it can be a fan girl.
No. So celebrities, fine.
Mm. Oh, but like
regular people, no.
Okay, I agree with the regular people because.
If
it's regular people, that's a bit weird.
Oh, but just the other day, certain person, if I say name, never even call
him. Damson Idris
is a celebrity.
He's a celebrity. What are you saying?
He is.
Wait, no. You didn't know that? That's why we were friends. Damson Idris is a celebrity.
Oh no, I'm kidding. I do, but then no, that one is fine. But like regular people.
No, don't claim.
You see, this babe will see a guy. I'm like, oh, that's my husband. Have you spoken to him? No.
Yeah. Okay. That.
Like, why?
Hold on.
Atunike, what?
You can see.
No,
I did.
Wait.
But
hold on.
You want to understand the concept? You're a liar.
Mm-hmm. Why is that a lot? So don't say this girl's my wife.
No, but that's like play.
It's banter.
It's play.
I promise you. I promise you.
Because if it's not banter, then they shouldn't.
Yeah,
you can't.
Because that's how they'll get angry when they see that guy with a different girl. They'll be like, why is he doing that? Why is he angry?
Jesus. There are a lot of women. I'm like, you did not speak to you. I'm manifesting it. Manifestation kill you there. Wicked witch of the web.
No, wow. It's because actually true. That one, I actually agree.
Is pointless. And also for the like, women don't know how to shoot their shots. That's why they believe in all this manifestation. Oh, I'm manifesting in my head. You're not. You just don't know how to shoot your shots, and you're terrible at it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to disgrace yourself. When women start taking L's, they will understand that there's a doggy dog world out there. There's a jungle.
Okay. Moving on swiftly. Brief break. One of our friends just entered.
Actually, you came to this place, you didn't tell me.
Hello, Chika. Hello, okay. Atunuka.
Hi.
So, we present today the guest star of the show. It will be Ola.
Her.
And Esther.
Yes.
Eswa.
Actually, since this is a bonus episode, they can actually stay if they want. We're doing this is a bonus
grab
round.
A seat.
Do you guys actually want to join
us?
Okay, grab a seat. There's seats inside. This is your time to shine. I'm letting you guys ask questions. Okay, so back to the whole.
Can we just say we talk about that one? Because I feel like I've said what I said.
We've already talked about seats.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
So I was discussing with a lady, older lady, basically. Meeting girls and all, meeting women. She told me something that busted my brain. And I asked somebody we used to have a situationship, and she seconded. So I want to throw it to you guys to know if it's true. This is the theory. So to a guy, he's at the bar, he's at the club, he's at the party, he sights this fine babe. Like, shit! Let me go and talk to this babe. Hi, what's up? I'm so. What, how are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, my name is BBB. You reply, blah. But what she told me was that you think you saw the babe. If she likes you, she saw you, then position herself for you to call.
What she called us is you put yourself in their scope of vision. This is strategic positioning.
Math. Simple math.
You didn't see me.
That's how I
told you. I know.
You guys think anyone that came to shoot
your shot.
I saw you. I already sighted you.
Me, and I made sure
you noticed me.
Those
can
be done before night.
That's just how
good to talk. I left for W bar.
I thought you guys already know.
See, let me tell you something.
I'm going with my ignorance.
Oh, now they
young. If you see a girl, she wanted to see her.
No, I think the
you just make sure that they see you.
And he's the one that's going to shoot his shot. That's it.
But actually,
you didn't know
no,
that.
No, I can't let you, bro. It's not new because they don't do that for me for clothes.
No.
So you guys are just saying 90% of the time.
Let me tell you something.
Why do you notice a babe?
See, let me tell you something, bro. There are two ways.
Because she's standing out. Wedding other babes there. Bro, but you know that babe.
There are two ways. There are two ways you will know. If we approach her and listen, she's doing her thing, and then the convo is not very, the convo is very straightforward, then she didn't notice you. Mm-hmm. But when you meet her and the vibe is already instant.
He planned it.
Even like say she don't, it's like she already knew, and then there's that kind of expression she will give you. I don't say, hey, what's up? She not say hi. Now smile. You go just know, say, okay. She done this. She done strategically place this side.
Okay, so does that, which other, do you guys have any other question or anything that you
yes. think
rushes? Oh, yeah. Banaba. This is
when
Banaba.
The chase is too much. So, I'm trying to get you, right? How far? What's up? I'm busy now. Call me. Okay, I'm...
You're trying to like when girls stay hard to get.
Yes, like...
If the chase is too much, if the chase is too much,
they don't want but you.
Most of the time, from my experience, mm-hmm. it is indecisiveness on the part of the girl. Not that she doesn't like me.
See, let me tell you something.
Let me complete
my experience.
Okay, finish.
Then we start dating, and then I have no interest in keep continuing that energy. You don't understand? A guy spends so much energy in getting you, but then after getting you, he's just...
You're not dating that babe now, you.
No.
That's the point. That's yeah, she was never interested in you.
Actually, it's two ways. There are some ways that you ask them out first, they will say no. And then when you've later moved on, they are angry that you didn't put in more effort.
Apply pressure.
That's
apply
what, pressure. Yes. They are always saying, babes are always saying, apply pressure. That whole Let's thing of applying pressure can still be interacted with. If you want someone, you have to show that you want the person. If I've shown that I want you for 3 months straight,
then
and they are still not
exactly.
sure. No. They will say it. They will not say it. But they will still keep accepting.
You guys act like you don't want to be happy. I don't know why you always act like, no.
See, you want
I always
to be happy,
to
but hand me my L. Let me go with
thank
my
you. That's exactly it. If I personally, just I mean,
you
I'm even.
How to reject people.
I'm
that's
even being.
Very hard.
No, girls.
Stop coming
no.
This is what they are talking about particularly.
Let me tell you.
They know how to reject guys they don't like.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They know how to reject guys that don't
if
give them the attention
believe,
they want.
Hold on.
But
hold
they
on,
do not know how to wait. They do not. Babes don't know how to reject guys that they don't want, and at the same time give them the attention they have been needing for a long time. That's why.
No,
that's
no,
why
no,
when
no,
you
no,
move
agree,
on. That's why when you move on to another babe, they start vexing.
They'll probably vex because they've probably felt they got comfortable with your actions and it became like a routine.
That's
for
what
them.
I'm saying. Like,
how
so,
would you be enjoying my chase?
I'm sorry, but if I don't, I'm sorry, but if I don't like you, if I don't like want any issues with you, I'll tell you straight up.
Feel you, but
ah,
me,
Mrs.
I like people. To,
not Mrs. like that.
I like people to suffer. So even when I don't like you. I can keep on.
These are the kind of guys you should avoid people.
And that is almost majority of girls.
Please.
No. They won't say
yes.
Go. They won't say yes.
Yeah.
They'll just be there.
Opportunity cost.
Be yes. There. They won't say no. They won't say yes. They'll
be
like,
be
let me just someone I can fall back on.
Let me tell you.
So
guys.
By the time the guy that really takes his dumps, they'll be like, oh, I'm sad, Kule. Oh, what happened?
And you know the funny thing? That guy is the one that replies the status quickly.
Hey!
Hey!
Do you exactly understand? Oh, Kunle, I'm sad today. What happened? No, someone just offended me.
Should I
go
ask Papa's grill?
Okay, so I get.
That's the guy
that
be texting
this?
The babe every day.
Every day.
And then once Kunle texts her.
Oh, that he does.
You're on L.
That
on
15 minutes. That, no.
Yes, even.
Okay.
Is that's the kind of babe that
why
you.
Why is it so accurate?
That's the kind of babe whereby she will tell you good nights, but she did. FaceTime with Kunle for 3 hours.
You will see her tweet by 2 a.m.
You said
to
by 2 a.m.
You know about Kunle, why are you crying?
2 a.m.
2 a.m. Show her that tweet. This boy. You call the order. Are you asleep?
Let
in a dream?
Let me give you gist. 2 a.m. She don't go club with Kunle. They've chopped life. They are at her 2 a.m. She knows the idiot is online. She just posts on her status. Gosh, I'm stranded here now. Who would take me? You just say 2 a.m. You just see reply. Pew, 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 pew. Like 12 messages. Where are you? I'm coming. From Kunle.
Hey.
You can feel
this game. Bro, this game is deadly.
But that's the thing. Clearly, you know that she likes Kunle.
Because she's very honest.
She has never told you about him. She would never mention his name.
She will.
because she knows no. Because she knows, I'm telling you. See, let me tell you something. Because she knows that if she brings up that person, there's a high chance you will leave. It's only guys that have strong head that will say, okay, I will fight. And that's the worst thing you can do.
She knows your position in that thing.
And that's the worst thing you can do. When you say, I will fight for it, she heard in her mind, she knows there's someone else. So anything, she can do whatever and still be comfortable.
No, but this is not our episode.
Guys have
actually our episode. We'll talk. No, we'll leave. This is their episode. Let them.
Yeah. No, come at us. No,
come at us.
No, this is our episode.
Let's
talk. You,
let's defend us.
Coming at us. But
yeah,
okay.
No, this is your episode. You talk to us anyhow. No problem. Our episode will come for you guys.
You know
guys.
What? You know what? You know what? Today. Nami go ride shotgun on this one. Another thing. Uh-huh. Why is it? No, I want to understand one thing. Why is it that babes cannot dish out what? They cannot eat what they dish out. Like, if you're going to dish out hot moi moi, you're supposed to chop that hot moi moi too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sense? Let's say this thing now. You vex for your guys. Relationship, you're vexing for your guys' best friend. But he can't vex for your friends.
Actually, I don't. That one isn't.
Because I promise you, my sense, a babe will envy her guy best friend. But if a guy should just envy any of her male friends, why are you insecure? Most of the things I've seen is babes. It's always from babes.
Best friend of the opposite.
Yes.
Oh,
speaking about things that happen generally.
These things happen. Like,
No. Atinuke, listen.
No. Three people generally.
Wait. Listen.
I don't really see.
It does happen, but not as much. Like, for instance, I've said myself, I wouldn't really be jealous if my boyfriend has a girl best friend. Like, because I have a guy best friend. I don't really care about
that. Let me just tell you now, that thing should be illegal.
If me and you.
Nothing like that.
That guy best friend, I'm you.
Wait, hold on.
Nothing like that.
But you knew about my guy best friend before we started dating.
That is the essence. That is part of the
now that we're
discussion
dating.
Before
canceling.
I'm your best friend. Cancel that nonsense. No weapon fashioned against me shall prosper.
Amen.
Because even me like this now, I have girl best friend.
Let's
if she has man tomorrow, I won't even tell you a lie. That man is in danger.
Exactly.
Me,
Chika, if you use Twitter a lot, these kind of stories always pop up.
No, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, yeah. But I'm just saying from my
experience. Obviously, yes, and God loves you. That's why I've never experienced
this. The Lord is
your
Nepa.
Loves
you. The Lord is your Nepa.
Yes, she's an exception. Because, Chika, I'm going to lie to you. I've been that best friend.
That's me not too, best friend. I've been that best friend.
I am the best friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, we have a homemaker in our midst. We have a homemaker.
All of you homemakers.
We have a homemaker. And let me see.
But as a best friend, who am I not to say that's really my home? That's my home. That man is the homemaker. That is my home.
I was there first before you, Mr. Man.
I laid the foundation.
Yes.
I called the architect.
That's why I always date my best friend. Yes.
No. I don't date.
They know more about you. They are comfortable.
I'm talking from my own experience. Like, I can't.
She's the exception.
Yeah, she's the exception.
There's no exception.
You will collect.
I've been best friends with my best friend for like how many years before one day?
Now, hold on. Let me tell you guys, for my male listeners, let me tell you things. One, no, as a boyfriend, yeah, if you are not on her boner and that best friend is there, I promise you, in they give him the closure where you know they receive. Because now when she go tweet about something, the guy will now tell her, oh, it's okay, things will be fine. She go come reply with hearts.
I just feel.
Number two. Okay. If you guys have an argument and she's not speaking to you, she's speaking to him.
For sure.
Or the girl group.
She's
and trust
him
me.
About
yes. She's speaking to him about you.
Here's the thing.
And the guy will now say,
dump it with the emojis.
Yes.
Literally.
He has probably told her, oh, come over and let's talk it out.
Do you know how this conversation
continues? Then one day that this line will come up.
Continues
only if all the guys could be like you.
Yay!
only body guys will be like you too. No, I don't know why he doesn't understand me like you do.
That just sets the club off.
I'm just talking from my experience. Me, I can't date my best friend. We've already,
yet.
We can't. No, we actually can't. Never,
so, if Dancing Idris was your best friend, you wouldn't date him.
If who?
If Dancing Idris was your best friend, you wouldn't date him.
Oh my
I can't
God.
Date my friend. Cheap, no, like, I can't date my friend. Like, if you're my friend, we're not dating.
What should we call? I'm so happy. How are we going to date your friend?
No, this. Let me explain.
She said you are friends.
No, let me explain.
You're at the end of the zone.
The way I move to a person I want to be friends with is different from how I move to a guy I like. Like, if I'm moving to a guy I like, there's a way that I feel like with me, a way I don't necessarily date my friends is because I value the friendship too much. Because in the sense that when it comes to when you now date a person, right,
you can
actually spoil it, and then you're not friends with you're not going to be friends with the person again. No, so my two female counterparts have left.
Ah, it's 3-on-1. Okay. Oh, quality.
All right. So any other questions, comments, anything else you want to add?
Why do bees listen to their friends more than their boyfriend?
Talk about that, because let me explain.
They'll ask their boyfriend one question.
Can I add one?
They'll ask their big friends 500 questions about that same thing.
Your boyfriend, like your girlfriend, will ask you, where are you? Oh, I'm at the pitch with my guys. We are playing football. And then you ask your friends, and he said he's at the pitch. No, that pitch might be club. Like, how far? I just gave you straight.
Let me explain. So with their female friends, obviously their friends are there, they trust their friends. They're not just friends with anybody. These people, they trust them. I don't agree in the sense that you should go to your friend for every single thing, because it becomes too obsessive, and then you have to now trust them with input into your own life. Like, yeah, you can't make your own decisions. However, I believe that when a girl actually asks their friend for an opinion on something, they truly really need the advice. I doubt that a lot of times a girl will go to her friends all the time when you guys have issues.
There's at least one person that she talks to about it.
Okay, yes. Yeah, but not all the time. Not when you guys are having issues every single time that she'll go to that guy. I can promise you that.
Not necessarily a guy, it can be.
I mean,
her friends, just her friends. Just all the time.
No, but me, I'm talking about that specific group chat that they have.
Because those are her trusted friends.
To be fair,
friends.
You know how I get into a group chat. Let me not lie to you. Before I get into a relationship with somebody, mm-hmm. I don't like go to that person for everything, obviously. But when I'm now in a relationship with someone, I hardly ever introduce my friends to. Even when we have issues, I'd rather sort it out by myself.
Exactly.
Yeah, let me tell you, you're a crazy person. Let's know
how. Yeah, exactly.
Tell him
he's mad. Tell him
exactly,
he's mad.
Yeah.
No, my own is, as Banama said, where are you? Oh, I'm at the football pitch. Send a picture. What's that?
No, well, I want to see you now. Send, like,
I
feel like that one is like based
there's
on
problem
your
problem in that
your
relationship.
Because nobody does a picture that makes.
And then
there's
nothing going on.
Tell my friend.
There's no.
Once you start dating, don't tell me about your issue. Like, I always tell Esther, if you have some, don't even
she doesn't even allow me.
Don't tell me anything. I'm not going to hear it.
Thank you guys for listening to our bonus episode. It was very impromptu, and we had thank you to our guests for appearing out of nowhere.
No problem.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay. All
right. Don't forget to follow us on Is Scary Podcast everywhere. Not really everywhere, just Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys once again. Bye.
Bye.